Net op 100.5 FM en in die atelier by ons keier Caroline Justin. Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
I was deeply disappointed that you didn't come running in.
Should have come with my running shoes.
Yeah.
And did you drive to Nelspruit?
I did. I think I've done enough trips running-wise to give my legs a little bit of a break.
So Caroline was die 15th vrou, al geheel, by die afgelope Comrades Marathon. Nie net dit nie. You were the 9th veteran to finish.
That is correct, yes.
That's overall.
That's overall. And we also took the team veteran prize, myself and my fellow teammates for Marion Roberts as well.
Right. So you run for Marion Roberts because you are relatively new to the low farm.
I am. I've been here going just short of 2 years now. So I moved down from Joburg the December before last.
But this was your first Comrades.
This was my first Comrades, yes.
And then you just go and do 15 just because.
7 hours, 9 minutes.
Yes.
Don't want to humiliate other people by getting there first. You'll do 15th for the first one.
Only going to be better next year.
Yes, yes.
Was your time within your target?
It was. It was. I was aiming for the silver, which is the Isabel Roche Kelly medal, which is anything below 7 hours 30 and outside of the top 10. So I was extremely happy to match that goal. So, yeah, that was definitely what I was aiming for.
You say you're a relatively new runner. You really took it up 5 years ago.
Yes. So I started running just to be able to get some exercise when my kids were little, to be able to get out of the house while they were still sleeping, get it done quickly. And yeah, my sister-in-law actually got me into it saying, let's do a 5K. And we did it, and the bug just bit, and I went from there. I swore I'd never do Comrades.
but he does.
Yes, funny how that works. But you progress, and Comrades eventually came onto the radar.
How did the bug bite? Because I think Ilana Meyer said that most people actually never run long enough to discover how amazing it is.
Absolutely true. So I thought I hated running. In school, I hated cross country. So that's why it took me so long to actually start running. And when I started, and it just felt natural to me and comfortable, and I realized that it is actually something I could do well. So, and from there, it just, I loved the feeling afterwards, the endorphins. So it was, it just, that's how the bug bit, yeah.
So now, taking part in the Comrades, you start running, and obviously you've practiced before. Explain to me, how does that feel when you get to this point where you're thinking, I'm a bit tired now? How do you push through that?
During the race.
So I had been mentally preparing and having sayings in my head, knowing that I would get to that point. So my coach had actually said to me, one saying that stuck with me is, you are going to be sore. You are going to be very tired. So just remind yourself, sore but strong, and keep going, and just get to that finish line.
How did you take the decision after you started running to, okay, because you mentioned also you wanted to actually, you were planning to do it, the first one in 2020.
That's correct, yes. So the decision to do Comrades came after I started doing quite well at races. Kaapsehoop in 2019, I got my best marathon time of 2 hours 48 and winning that race. Then on to early 2020, taking the win in Umdi Dam in Hartbeespoort. And then I realized, actually, the longer the distance, the better I run and the better I am. So that's when I started to think, okay, Comrades. And that year was supposed to be my debut Comrades, and then COVID hit. So I've had to wait 2 years to do it. So I was very excited for this Comrades.
Oh, I'm sure that helps at the start.
Yes. Oh, nerves at the start. Very nerve-wracking, but very emotional at the start. When they play all the songs and the cock crows, oh, cheers, and the chin was going.
It's just, anthem and chariots.
Yes, Chariots of Fire. I'll never be able to listen to that song again without crying.
Now, you had a good starting place, elite, yes. A-block.
Yes.
How does one obtain that?
Okay, so your seeding goes according to your qualifying time. In order to get an A seeding, I needed to do a sub-3-hour marathon. which I achieved at UniWisp. I think it was UniWisp.
Or UniWisp. Yes. Yes. Having won.
Yes.
That you won.
Yes.
Also.
Yes. So then I got that then. And then from there, Comrades selects a few runners from each club to then get their lead seating. So I was very honored and privileged to be able to get the lead seating and be in the A batch and start with some very big names. So it was very intimidating, but I was so honored.
You'd recently recovered from an injury.
Yes. So I had double stress fractures on my shins. So unfortunately that took a bit of time to recover from that, but came back stronger. I wasn't as prepared going into this Comrades as I would have liked to have been. I also had swine flu 5 weeks before, so I was off for 2 weeks. So that also took a bit of a knock out of my training, 2 weeks off, and then I had to hit the ground running. So we trained a little bit harder and a little bit longer than we would have liked, and then, but you know, we had to make up a little bit of groundwork from that.
So after the Comrades, how long did it take you to recover?
You know, much to my coach's dismay, I went out for a run a week later.
Is that not okay. Advisable?
No. He wasn't too happy. But it was a little short one. I just couldn't sit around anymore, so I went
around
for 5K.
Block.
Yeah. And I've done a couple of runs.
I get tired when I still have 4 steps left coming up to the radio station.
But from next week, we'll start picking it up a little bit more. And then from the following week, we'll get back into training again. So.
Yeah, because you have obviously plans for next year and to better your time.
Yes, definitely.
This year's winner completed it in 6 hours, 17 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the target?
Well, we shall see how the training goes. But yeah, so definitely looking at finishing hopefully in the top 10 for next year. So we'll see how the training goes from there.
Next year is it downhill or uphill?
It's another down, so they're another doing a double down.
They want to make the big anniversary.
That's
for the 100th. They actually want to make a up.
So, yes. Down. Yes. So the double down was, to celebrate for the 100th anniversary. And then the following year will be up.
Can I suggest Heelys?
It might be helpful. I'm not sure we'll be allowed though.
this is why I'm suggesting the Heelys and not the rollerblades.
Yeah, downfield hill, it would be great help.
How many hours do you train, and how do you fit it into your life and your kids and your injuries and
everything
and
in between? And everything in between. Okay, so my biggest mileage week leading up to Comrades is 190 kilometers in a week. But generally, I sit anywhere between 120 to 140 kilometers in a week. Timing-wise, that would be, I do train every day, maybe a cycle if I need an off day, and anywhere between an hour to 2 hours during the week, and on weekends, maybe a four-hour long run.
When you say train, you run?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the longest run you did leading up to Comrades was?
60 kilometers.
And that's standard? That's normal?
Yes, that is. So you don't want to put your body under too much strain leading up. So doing anything sort of more than a 60K would lead possibly to injuries, which you don't want to risk. So they recommend that the longest run you should do is around 60Ks leading up.
So during this, your debut 90Ks, what happened when you hit the 60 mark?
So definitely at about 65, I started to really feel my legs. By 70, my knee was getting very sore after Fields Hill, pounding, going down the hill. Then you get into Pinetown and it's flat, so it's quite heavy on the legs. And then you've still got a couple of hills along the way that are quite hard. So your body goes into survival mode, so it takes your blood flow away from your stomach into to produce for your muscles. So I battle to take in any more nutrition, which is quite difficult. So because your stomach isn't now metabolizing. So it is the last 20 k's of the race is you have to run with your heart in your head and push your legs through, because it is a tough ask.
How do you prepare for that? It's something you've never done before, and people obviously warn you, that, but you don't, you won't know until you've done it yourself.
100%. I had so many warnings. I knew what to expect. It's very different when you're in the situation. I must say the crowd support got me through as well. The race itself is mind-blowing. It's incredible. The people that came out and cheering along the way, that carries you through. My club along the way giving me support and words. It's just the kids, the high fives, the smiles. So you just keep going. You don't want to let anybody down, and you know you don't want to let yourself down. So that's what I think gets you through.
And with the last 2 years with the virtual comrades, mm-hmm. I mean, if people who finished that, that's incredible, because they don't have that crowd support for every millimeter off the route.
100%. I run with Lego Got Running Club sometimes. I know a lot of the runners from there. And a couple of the runners did that virtual challenge and did the 90Ks on their own. And I can only take my hat off to them, because that must have been so incredibly hard, and they are so incredibly strong. It really is something. So, yeah, I take my hat off to those runners.
How did you feel when you entered the stadium?
An absolute sense of achievement and awe, and I knew there was a runner behind me, so I just also didn't want to slow down. So I kind of looked at that finish line and just thought, just keep going, just keep going. And in hindsight, next year I will be aware to look more at the crowd and take it in a little bit more, but the support coming in is just, it's unreal. Something, yeah. One thing you had mentioned that I just wanted to say, you asked how I did it around my children, and that is the reason I started running, was because it was something I could do while they were at school or, you know, early in the morning. So I do run after I drop them off at school. I'm very fortunate to live in an area where I can run anywhere around there, around the school, around the state. So I do a lot of my training after I drop the kids off at school.
Ons gesels met Caroline Justin van Witrivier, die 15de vrou om die Comrades streep oor te steek tydens hierdie jaar se reesies, en dit was haar debuut. So ons kan nog baie beter tye van haar verwag in die toekoms. And ja, wel, sy het vir ons haar medalje kom wys.
Ja.
Dit is die Isabel Roeskeli.
That is correct, yes.
Very, very special.
Yes.
And other people can come see it on the 24th.
That is correct. At the Vuur en Vlam Festival on the 24th of September, I will be there. So anyone wants to come, have a chat, get any advice, just come see the medal, you know, just come say hi, that would be great. I'd really appreciate it.
Radio Laveld gaan ook daar wees, so ons sien jou daar. Thank you so much for coming in. It was lovely to meet you.
We'll see you next year.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much for having me. And yes, next year I hope to be sitting here telling you how much stronger I was. Yes.